Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal County Council has elected a new Cathaoirleach and Ras Cathaoirleach, but the AGM was turbulent, with one councillor saying he felt threatened and another being branded as a liar. The community of Strathfoyle is shocked and devastated as local man Richard Edwards has been named as the victim of a fatal collision. Six people had to abandon a Donegal trawler that sank off the Scottish coast last night, and police have described a shooting at a house in Coleraine last night as reckless. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher has all the latest in sport. And Colin Ferter also bringing Anne Newick up after Mark with the sport. Independent councillor Niamh Kennedy has been elected as the new Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council. She replaces outgoing Cathaoirleach Martin Hurley. The election of Niamh Kennedy was proposed by Councillor Páraic McGarvey and seconded by Councillor Martin Farn. Councillor Thomas Sean Devine of the 100% Redress Party was proposed to take on the role by Councillor Frank McBurtie and was seconded by Councillor Micheál Colm McGilla Asbug. Councillor Kennedy received 27 votes, while Councillor Devine received 9. The progressive independent group, comprising of Councillors Michael McBride, Micheál Colm McGilla Asbug, Declan Meehan and Jimmy Brogan, voted against Councillor Niamh Kennedy as Cathaoirleach, as did the 100% Redress Party and Councillor Frank McBurtie. Councillor Niamh Kennedy says she's proud to be the fourth woman in 125 years to serve as Cathaoirleach to County Donegal.
It's quite surreal to think that it is 125 years on and four women have been in this position. But it's an absolute honour and a privilege, and I think, you know, to be able to work with the rest of the council, we need to increase the number of women going forward, because it is, I mean, I think we're the worst county out of 31 counties in the country. So we are local authorities, should I say. So we're in a bad position, but we have to start somewhere, and hopefully this might just spur things on a bit.
And so much tribute was paid today over the past 5 years, the amount of work that's been done. So it's up to you now to lead, particularly in the next year ahead.
Yes, it is. And it's very exciting year ahead. And, you know, it's great for me, and it's easier for me in a sense too, because my children are all grown up and they're gone away. So I have more freedom than you know, a younger mum would have, which is good. But it'll give me more time to work out what the needs of the county are, what we want to see happen and going forward. And there is so much out there. There's so much money out there as well, and we just need to be in a position where we can grab it and take it in and use it what's best for the county to develop it going forward.
Meanwhile, last Cathaoirleach Jimmy Kavanagh says he looks forward to working with the Cathaoirleach for the betterment of the county over the next year.
I'm absolutely delighted, Michael, to be honest, because it was a very difficult election, and we've only returned with 3 seats. So, you know, I'm really chuffed that I've got the support from the other members to be last here, and I'm really looking forward to the year. I'm delighted for Niamh that she's chair. It's great to see her in that role, and she fully deserves it too, and I know she'll be a great chair, and I look forward to supporting her as best I can over the course of the year and to doing my bit for the county of Donegal as best that I can.
Well, things got off to a turbulent start, but following a number of adjournments, the Donegal County Council's AGM has concluded. The meeting was abandoned as a result of an outburst from one councillor. There was a disagreement, meanwhile, as 5 councillors claimed they were excluded from talks on the formation of committees. Michaela Clark has more.
Following the election of the Cathaoirleach and last Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, there was disagreement from councillors Jimmy Brogan, Declan Meehan, Frank McBurtie, Michael McBride and Micheál Colm McGilla Asbug, who called for an adjournment as the 5 councillors claimed they had been excluded from talks with parties on the formation of committees. Councillor Declan Meehan said Donegal County Council was not an inclusive council, as 5 independents were excluded from the talks. Councillor Frank McBurtie then took to his feet in the chamber and demanded a copy of the council's power sharing agreement. The meeting was then adjourned for a short period. Upon the reconvening of the meeting, Councillor Gary Doherty stated that he felt threatened by a councillor taking to his feet and shouting in the chamber. As Cathaoirleach Councillor Niamh Kennedy attempted to proceed with the meeting on the basis that the groupings had already been agreed, Councillor Frank McBurtie again intervened, at one stage claiming Councillor Kennedy was a liar. The meeting was adjourned for 1 hour, after which the election of members to committees was agreed.
The community of Strathfoyle is shocked and devastated as local man Richard Edwards has been named as victim of a fatal collision on Wednesday afternoon. Mr. Edwards has taken his motorbike out for a ride when a collision happened between himself and a police vehicle near the Maydown police station shortly after 1 p.m. He later died in hospital from his injuries. Strathfoyle councillor Alex Duffy says the community will now come together to support his family.
And the community, you can feel a real atmosphere of sadness, and just everybody's just devastated for the family and Edward. It's definitely awful.
It is at times like these, those that you see the strength in small communities, that everybody will gather together now to stand behind Richard's family.
Oh, 100%. Strathfoyle is known for its great community spirit, and knowing the two families as well, the Doherty family will rally around their sister and auntie and everything, with Rosie. They will all, the whole community will rally around them. It's as you say, for small communities like that, it's so important, and that's what they're known for. As I say, you can actually feel the sadness within the community, and everybody's thoughts and prayers are with Rosie and Amanda and Alison as they try and manoeuvre this really difficult time. It's awfully sad, and just so tragic. It's all so innocent to get out and enjoying your hobby, taking your bike out and for it to end this way. And awfully sad, so sad.
Six people had to abandon a Donegal trawler that sank off the Scottish coast last night. His Majesty's Coast Guard received an emergency position indicating radio beacon at 10 to 11, around 220 nautical miles west of Barra, Outer Hebrides. The crew transferred onto their life raft, taking the beacon and communications equipment with them. Five vessels in the immediate local area went to assist, and all six crew were recovered safe and well to a vessel. The fishing vessel later sank, and the vessel's owners were informed, as were Counter Pollution. A number of arrests and seizures have been made during a major roads policing operation for the Donegal International Rally. It's as Gardaí are cracking down on dangerous and defective vehicles. One car was found with a makeshift braking system, and it's been described as shockingly dangerous, while another driver who was performing dangerous manoeuvres was arrested by a Garda on a motorcycle who witnessed the full display. Meanwhile, drivers are being warned to ensure all documentation is up to order and in date. It's after a car was seized by Gardaí in Ballyshannon in the early hours of this morning, as the NCT insurance and tax discs on display were believed to be false or altered. Well, checkpoints will be in place across Donegal over the coming days, and a control room has been set up to facilitate the movement of emergency vehicles if needed in Letterkenny and throughout the county. Gardaí, the Ambulance Service, Motorsport Ireland and the Donegal International Rally team will be working in collaboration over the coming days. The Cullion Road in Letterkenny has been designated a special route to provide access for ambulance and fire service. Superintendent David Kelly says all agencies will work closely this weekend.
People that have come to Donegal in the past and been aware of the rally know that there will be delays, and that is the situation. So we'd ask people to be, if you like, conscious of your journey, why you're doing it, what time it'll take to do the journey normally, and then to make provision based on the weekend that it is for extra time for that journey. So that'll help people avoid, if you like, disappointment not arriving on time and avoid being impatient. But that is important. But in terms of the planning, we have got with our partners, for example, Donegal County Council, they've put in additional signage. There are road closures, but most of them are to do with the stages, and all that information is available on the Donegal County Council website, and indeed we're sharing that across other platforms as well, including on Garda Síochána's Facebook page.
And in terms of emergency traffic, if there needs to be an ambulance to get to the hospital, if a fire appliance needs to get out to a call elsewhere in the county, provisions are being put in place to ensure that they can move as freely as and quickly as possible.
Absolutely. This year, we have a control room with Motorsport, with Donegal International Rally. There's also the HSE Ambulance Service present and on Garda Síochána present. We've linked with our own control rooms then, so when resources are required for particular jobs, for example, say there's an escort or an ambulance needs to get out of the town in a hurry or into the town for a hurry, we can coordinate that. And then we have a special route put in place as well, coming through the Cullion Road onto the Polestar roundabout for that reason, to facilitate in ambulances and fire engines entering the town.
Police have described a shooting at a house in Coleraine last night as reckless. Two people were in the house at the time, and they both escaped injury. Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
Police received a report that a number of shots had been fired through the front window of a house at around 11:30pm in the Glenvarna Drive area of Coleraine last night. Detective Chief Inspector Kerry Brennan says this was a particularly reckless attack in a built-up area. A man and a woman were in the house at the time and they escaped uninjured. DCI Brennan says they're lucky they're not investigating a murder this morning. She says there's no place in society for criminals who think they have the right to put the community at risk in this way. Police say they're keen to speak to anyone who was in the Glenvarna Drive area last evening and who may have noticed any suspicious activity or captured dash cam or doorbell footage.
Donegal County Council has secured €7.6 million in Peace Plus funding, something that Councillor Paul Canning says will benefit all municipal districts. The funding is part of the Peace Plus co-design local community action plans and will support a wide and diverse range of projects aimed at addressing local challenges and promoting peace and prosperity across the council area. The plan also includes the creation of 6 co-designed transformative and sustainable shared spaces that will facilitate communication, connection, cooperation and interaction among users and stakeholders. Councillor Canning says he hopes the benefits of these projects will lead to more funding down the line.
We've got confirmation from SEUPB that they are giving us $7.6 million of a capital spend. We have all the programmes in place. We have all the every one of the applications that have come in, we have got funding for, which is great news. It's great news. We have an equal spread in the MDs. So it's great news for the smaller villages that have applied to Peace Plus for funding. So I want to thank SEUPB, I want to thank the Peace Plus Secretariat, and I want to thank the Peace Plus team as well. It's a start of a lot of work that we have to do, but it's great to see it coming to the local communities.
And it's great this is something that has been ongoing for a few years and hopefully now into the future. So it's great to get that confirmation today, and hopefully there will be more funding secured in the coming years.
Oh, definitely so. We have a lot of programmes still to do, and hopefully with the Peace Plus team again that we will concentrate on delivering to the smaller communities. Like, you have the village like Newton Conningham that's going to get good news now shortly. So I think that's what we need to be doing. We need to continue to do that good work, and people will benefit from play parks and stuff like that. So I think it's great to see that, because that's where we need to be spending our money, on the ground.
The time's now gone 12 minutes past 5. We'll be back with sport after this short break. And the time's now 5:15. Mark Gallagher has all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Well, there's only one place to start this evening. An eventful day one of the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally is coming to a close. With an update on how the first day in Inishowen is going, we'll go over to Oisin Kelly.
Keep pace with the leaders on day one of the Donegal International Rally, live on Highland Radio, in association with Pulse Venue Letterkenny, where tonight, Friday, it's Rhythm and Sticks and One for the Road. Pay at the door.
Well, the first day in Inishowen of the 2024 Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally is coming to an end, and as they head back for a quick service before returning to Letterkenny and to Park Fermi, Matt Edwards and David Moynihan in the Ford Fiesta are leading this event by 12 seconds. It was aided by Keith Cronin and Mikey Galvin, taking a wheel off their Ford Fiesta on special stage 5, which brought an end to their rally. They did, of course, take the lead after the second run round Mallon, but then they had trouble on the second run over Mamor Gap, where they pulled the wheel off the Fiesta. That put them out of the rally. And back in front again was Matt Edwards. It's been a really, really good day for Edwards and Moynihan. They were fastest on the first 3 stages. Yes, Cronin may have taken time out of them on stage 4 after they had an overshoot, but he's been the quickest for most of the day, and he's deserving of his place at the head of the field at the end of day 1. Elsewhere, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, the defending champions, in a brand new Skoda Rally 2 RS Fabia. Well, it's the first time they drove the car. They had a couple of kilometres as a test before Donegal, and they're really starting to go okay now in the car. They're starting to get comfortable in the car, and they were actually quickest on stage 5. But in there on stage 6, Edwards was the fastest once again, as he took a further 4 seconds out of Devine. But Devine and Noel O'Sullivan are still within striking distance as they trail by just 12 seconds in that Skoda. One of the drives on day one, without a doubt, Cathal McCord and Brian Hoy in a Ford Fiesta sitting third overall, 24.8 off the pace of Edwards and a further 12.8 off the pace of Callum Devine. Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, they were winners here previously in Donegal. They had trouble with the car today, but they've got to the end of day one in fourth position overall in the Citroen. Now, they may be 52 seconds down on the leader Edwards, but Moffat, of course, has found himself in a similar position before in Donegal, which, and then on the same weekend he ended up winning the event after those in front of him hit a trouble. So he knows how to work it through two further long days which have to come here in Donegal. Marian Evans and Jared Conway in the Toyota GR Yaris Rally 2, hasn't been the best of days for them. They were hoping to be on a better pace, fifth overall and just under a minute down on Matt Edwards. David Kelly and Dean O'Sullivan, the first of the Donegal crews in the top 10, sixth overall, 1.8 seconds adrift off Evans in the Polo. Declan Boyle and Patrick Walsh in a Citroen are seventh overall, a further 20 back. And the rest of the top 10 is made up of Aidan Ray and Niall Burns in a Polo, 8th. Michael Boyle and Dermot McCafferty in another Polo in 9th. And then James Ford and Niall Shanks in a Citroen wrapping up the top 10. Just outside of the top 10 is the former multi-winners of this event. Gary Jennings won it twice. Rory Kennedy's won it four times. They are in a Ford Fiesta right-hand drive. They may be leading their class, but they're just sitting outside the top 10. Before we look at the modified situation, let's get some reaction now from the drivers as they came off special stage 6 here. The second run round cooled cross before they headed into the final service of the day. And first up, I could speak into the defending champion, Callum Devine. Callum Devine, end of day one, number one on the door. You're starting to get the feel of this Skoda, and listen, you're in with a shout.
Yeah, look, when you take a day anyway to try and get the hang of this thing, and we had both conditions. We had dry this morning, and now it was wet and muddy, so yeah, plenty to learn very quickly, but yeah, we're adapting as quick as we can, and you know, we made some good improvements there in service, and obviously that last stage again. So this one, to be honest, probably could have dropped a bit of time. I just wanted to get through the day, and tomorrow's a new day, as you know. It's a big weekend.
Yeah, a long weekend as well. You know what it takes to win Donegal. There's a lot to go still.
Yeah, there's a long way to go. Two big days ahead, two biggest days ahead, and look, the weather could change, so it could be a completely different rally again tomorrow. So yeah, happy to get through, no drama, and we're making some improvements.
We've got the rally leaders here, Matt Edwards and Dave Moynan. It's been a good day in Donegal for you, Matt.
Yeah, not easy though. That one was tricky as well, but you know, we're on a medium slick that's cut, and it's sometimes you trust it, like depending on what the road looks like, you brake a bit earlier or later and then try and get a bit of heat in it on a good surface. It's a bit of a lottery.
Yeah, but this is the position that you wanted to be in at the end of day one.
Oh yeah, it's no doubt that it's a good position to be in. Everything seems to be working well, the pace seems to be there, so yeah, we're happy.
We've got Murray and Evans in the Toyota Yaris. Listen, a difficult day condition-wise. How have you found day one, Murray?
Very tricky. The rain's not been as bad as we thought it would be, but still it's kind of thrown a bit of a spanner into the works. But this afternoon's been a bit easier, actually, because we've had a tyre for the conditions. This morning with a damp and a medium slick was a bit dodgy. But yeah, we probably gave a bit away, but we're here, which is the main thing. We can go tomorrow.
Yeah, and still, listen, gathering data, lots of development in this car, been done in Donegal.
Yeah, happy enough. We're moving forward every stage, just with me, you know, being comfortable with the car. So it'll come nicely.
Josh, you had problems earlier on in the day. How was that last run for you?
Yeah, look, it was just a matter of trying to get through it there, really. But it's been a tough day for us. Conditions and everything added to that. But we're still here and a long way to go yet, so...
And you know well, a long way to go, and anything can happen in Donegal, and there's a big race still ahead.
Yeah, that's for sure. Like, it's a long 2 days to go, and we've only started, really, so, yep, all to play for yet.
Is the problems all sorted that you had earlier?
Yeah, I hope so, yep.
We've got David Kelly in the Polo. David, you're here at the end of day one. How was that summing up?
I know, it was a tough day, to be honest. We got off to a good start and struggled in the afternoon then with the wrong tyre choice and that, but no, it came strong in the evening there again, so we're happy enough. We've closed the gap to a couple of guys in front of us there, so we'll race on tomorrow.
Hello.
Declan Boyle, the end of day one. Listen, it was tough out there, particularly in the second loop with the really wet conditions, but you're still here.
Still here and glad to be here because, you know, it's tricky conditions there, and we were hoping all week that the rain would blow over and it'd be a dry day, but listen, the lads is flying, them young lads absolutely flying.
Okay.
And you're looking forward to tomorrow?
Looking forward to tomorrow now to get into more familiar stuff. But listen, it's be a bit of crack.
Gal McCourt, I think you're third overall at the end of day one. I suppose Donegal couldn't have gone any better for you.
No, definitely. And good loop of stages there today, and kind of threw everything at us weather-wise. So, no, enjoyed it. It was a good day. And look, we're here to tell the tale this evening. Hopefully another good 2 days and see where we are on Sunday evening.
Just finally, we're going to speak to Rory Kennedy, sitting on board with Gary Jennings. How was that today, Rory?
Tough day, Oisin. Tough day conditions, very variable, as you know. And look, we struggled at the start, but getting in the groove as the day goes on. So hopefully tomorrow there'll be a change of fortune.
Yeah, listen, it's a big, long event, and you know well what it takes to win in Donegal. But you'll be back on it tomorrow morning, do you feel? Knockala's a big one, and then obviously after that, Gary Gordon.
Oh, absolutely. I know Gary Gordon to start tomorrow. A baptism of fire for everybody. But it just goes to show you the league can change so easily. So, look, we're still plugging away and see how it goes later on.
Okay. There you go. That's Rory Kennedy sitting on board with Gary Jennings speaking to us at the end of Stage 6 as Day 1 comes to a close of the Donegal International Rally. They sit in 11th position overall. Outside of that, we've got a real hotly contested modified rally. Kevin Geller and Ryan Moore in the Darien T90 GTR is the leading two-wheel drive car, sitting in 12th position overall, and they're just 21.7 seconds adrift of Jennings and Kennedy. Now, in the class, they currently have a 10.5-second advantage over Declan Gallagher and John McCarthy in the Starlet. They sit in 14th position overall, so sandwiched in between Gallagher, the two Gallaghers, is actually another Donegal man, Stuart Darcy, who's competing in Rally 2 Apollo. He sits in 13th position overall. Back to that modified, Gary McPhillips and Paul Sheridan, 15th overall, and they're currently 22.4 off the pace of Declan Gallagher. So when you look at it, there's round about 34 seconds the difference between Gary McPhillips and Kevin Geller. Remember, McPhillips actually led the modified section of this rally at one stage earlier today. So a big battle in those top three conditions, the top three positions rather, in the two-wheel drive category. Just the rest of the top 10, the rest of the top 20, Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Guinea in the Citroën 16th, Aaron McLaughlin and Darren Kern in the Polo. McGonigal and McLaughlin, of course, this is their patch down in any show. Conor Harvey and the Escort's going well, leading his class 13 and 18th. And then we have Colin O'Donoghue and an Escort 19th in the top 20, is wrapped up by Paddy Barrett with Donegal man Paddy Robinson on board. So that is how the top 20 sits at the end of day one of this Donegal International Rally. Outside of that, we'll just take a quick look in to see how the competitors in the RC4 category are faring out. That, of course, involves a local man, that would be Kyle McBride, and another man from the Frosses, Ryan McHugh. These two boys are going to be the stars of Donegal Rally, and there's no doubt about it. And in that RC4 category, leading the way is Ryan McHugh and Declan Boyle, 24th overall. And they have an advantage of 5.7 seconds over Kyle McBride and Dara Mullen in the Peugeot Rally 4. They've been swapping times all day. McHugh took 17 seconds out of McBride in there in Cool Cross. They lead that category, but with McBride losing time, McHugh moves ahead on the timesheets in the class, and these two young men are set to go at it through the rest of the weekend on this event. Now, we will have reaction for you from the modified section. There's some of the top competitors there. Chris Ashmore, as I speak, is currently talking to those as they go into service in Carndonagh. But as we hand back to the studio at the end of the day one wrap, leading the way, Matt Edwards at the top of the standings at the end of day one after 77 competitive kilometres. And by the time they get back to Letterkenny, they'll have covered 346 kilometres on day one. But they have a 12-second advantage over Callum Devine and Olo Sullivan. And it's all to play for tomorrow on day two, where you will, of course, be able to follow all the action right here on Highland.
Thanks, Oisin. We will continue, of course, to have extensive coverage from the rally here on Highland all weekend. We'll also have lots of reaction from today's events on the Highland website and on our social media platforms. Now on to golf, and day five of the Amateur Championship at Ballyliffin is almost in the books. Conditions haven't been ideal for the players who have been contesting the semi-finals this afternoon. For an update on what's happening in those matches, we'll hear from Sean Quinn.
Experience the excitement of the RNA Amateur Championship at the Ballyliffin Golf Club with exclusive updates brought to you by the Inishowen Gateway Hotel Bongrana. Book your stay now and enjoy a complimentary nine-hole pass at the stunning Lynx Golf Course adjacent to the hotel. Don't miss out on this incredible offer.
Thanks, Mark. We are reaching the latter stages of the semi-finals. I think it's fair to say the four golfers in question will never forget this Friday afternoon in June on the Clashidi Links at Ballyliffin Golf Club, with winds gusting up to 50 kilometres per hour and sporadic rain showers having made conditions beyond tough. However, the prize of winning the RNA Amateur Championship is above any bad weather. Both matches are still on the course and are tight. The All English affair between Dominic Clemens and Jack Bigham is all square after 15 holes. Amazingly, Jacob Olesen is level par for his round to maintain a one-shot lead against USA's Luke Semple. It looks like and feels like both matches will go right to the wire and may need extra holes to decide tomorrow's finalists. We'll keep you up to date on the outcome of both matches on our website at highlandradio.com.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. Sounds like tough conditions for golf in Ballyliffin today. Sticking with golf, Leona Maguire goes into the second round at the Women's PGA Championship on 2 under par. Stephanie Meadows' second round is just underway. She's 5 over par, while overnight leader Lexi Thompson birdied her second hole today to move to 5 under par. A birdie on his opening hole has seen Seamus Power move to 4 under par on day 2 of the Travellers Championship. Shane Lowry has a 6 p.m. tee time. He's 1 under, while Tom Kim is the new course leader on 13 under par. And finally, in soccer, the first of this evening's two Group E matches at Euro 2024 is underway. Poland and Austria are both seeking their first points of the competition as they square off in Berlin. It's currently 1-0 to Austria after the first half an hour. Later, Kylian Mbappe is expected to start on the bench for France's game with the Netherlands in Leipzig. The Real Madrid striker suffered a broken nose in their 1-0 defeat of Austria at the weekend. Earlier, Ukraine came from behind in Dusseldorf to reinvigorate their hopes of a last 16 spot. That's all for now, but stay tuned for more updates from the Donegal International Rally on air, online and on all of our social media platforms.
Thanks, Mark. Agusinish and Nuacht the Comforter.
Che were Mahasa Colum Ferreter and Shalin the Priv Scalty Air Highland Radio. Tim Wenu the Hodge Lavillion Euro and Amakt Kuig Bliana Fogurha Dun Skim Ur a current service she Kumsihe Takiakta Dun Nienri La Tivum Weed and Gailtucked. Be an skeim uair a ráctal ag an agriocht gaeledjahas. Hannig tichim ar lian na nénri tíf amuid an gaeltag le bliantí an nuas an a nioin gwael eilif ar átseha ontu. Agus tachim ar aim ag an skeim uair a ae a hort ar an aib sin agus is agriocht diona náisiunta í gaeledjahas a hogan tachiart le farbertí san edjahas lán gaeliga. Tugtar curu don fobal turami a leru ilai tro stratishe forest na gaelige don cuig bliana at a roin. Is fejer survey garage a colinu con asholish general to a horch fwyn skim. Agus mus more cospori stratishe egsula at a gbuntlish. Cera bliana hen dalshi forest na gaelige a cid capishe stratishe glactar la turami an pobl fríj an survey at a falsia ar an siv forest na gaelige bonkai I. Ta skeim ur fogarha ag lor na gael fasta la codja wahorts ta hishmohori at ag togol clinia la gaelige. Togan an skeim jesh da hishmohori chart la gaelige le con stratishi practicula a runt. Togtar karu da hishmohori da ahan comas changa av a parcha on comaila tishmohori at a poeshti le rigtan is sheet special to Fwilai Arhu. Augustan Cranaher more a fogarha marfarch dun skim realty sauri the hoj lorlan gun and all. Bay Dushina August Brontanich Sir and Ashka Toka da Fweshti at a clarihe le Lenin Tauri August Horhan Salo Lord Higeliga go realta Frigian skim. Gaulus egg the lorlan fobly actual. Augustan Tudor Ahanta as Rana Farsha, Padrig O'Bweil Teres Boas, Dalshi She Remsha Lyahan de Lori, Ajur Lori de Fweshti, Urskilti, Garskilti, Agustrami, Lelena Higher, Augustinivi Changa Avion Komai, Le Bunch Lager Ege, Leshen Agriot Gail Lin, Gonyan Hijia Trokra Era Anam Uso. Shimahodsha Eligulier, Slanagus Banakt.
Thanks, Colin. Looking now to weather, the last of the rain and drizzle will clear east, leaving a mainly dry evening with sunny spells and isolated showers. Moderate, locally fresh and gusty westerly winds will ease. Largely dry tonight with clear spells and isolated showers, lows of 7 to 10 degrees in light southwest breezes. To conclude this evening's news, Donegal County Council has a new Cathaoirleach and Lasca Cathaoirleach, but the AGM was turbulent, with one councillor saying he felt threatened and another branded as a liar. The community of Strathfoyle is shocked and devastated as local man Richard Edwards has been named as victim of a fatal collision. Six people had to abandon a Donegal trawler that sank off the Scottish coast last night, and police have described a shooting at a house in Coleraine last night as reckless. That's all for now. We'll be back with more at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Friday evening, June 21st. The death has taken place of Lily Lina Umla Carrigart. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday, going to the Church of St John the Baptist for Requiem Mass at 11:30, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Brian Walsh, Port Marnock, formerly of Letterkenny. A service to celebrate Brian's life will take place in Glasnevin Crematorium on Saturday. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Irish Cancer Society or St Francis Hospice, Rahini. House private, please. The death has taken place of Kevin Kettle, Clochroe, Drumkeen. Kevin's remains will be reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, on Sunday from 12 noon until 1 p.m. and on Monday from 11:30 to 12:30, followed by cremation at Lakelands Crematorium. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of Mary McMenamin, née Moss, formerly of 13 Trina Mongan Road, Castlederg. Reposing at Lynch's Funeral Home, 50 Castlefin Road, Castlederg, until 9 p.m. tonight and tomorrow from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. in St Patrick's Church, Ahiaran. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Parkview House Care Home, Castlederg, care of any family member or Charles Lynch Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.